Well, join me in an attitude of prayer followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious, loving God, we thank you for this time together. Good to see Don and Pat in church this morning, Lord. And thank you for all of our blessings, and we thank you for all things, because we don't understand all things, but the promise that all things work together for good for those who love you and called according to your will and purpose. We thank you for that because we know that's true, even though sometimes we have to go through the challenges. Jesus said, in this world you'll have trials and tribulations, but fear not, I've overcome the world. And it's no fun going through all the challenges, but we do know as overcomers through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we can make it until he either calls us home or he returns for us. But we have the promise of being in the heavenly kingdom for eternal life, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. As we thank you for the prayer that Jesus taught, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, the prayer that he taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mr.